This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Those people that won't be receiving a paycheck, many of those people agree 100% with what I'm doing.
I spent 2 hours with President Trump last Friday at the Oval Office, and I was shocked at what he said. He said, I demanded my way, $5.6 billion for a big concrete wall, and the government could be shut down for months or even years. Everyone, Democrats and Republicans, were sort of aghast when he said it.
All right, so that's Chuck Schumer and the Prez. Two different ideas about the wall and how long the government's going to be shut down. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney as we kick off yet another week here on America Tonight. And the snapshot is this. In Hollywood, they handed out the prizes as award season starts. But in Washington, no prizes to be found, only massive, massive disagreement. Nothing has shifted except for the trash along the monuments. If you were planning on taking that vacay or swinging by a couple of the museums when you go to D.C., forget about it. The Smithsonian, down. The National Zoo, down. Trash all around the Washington Monument. And in some prisons, federal prisons, there are guards not being paid, so they are finding side hustles to pay for the gas to get them to work, and then they're serving prisoners steak, mashed potatoes, pies, and all kinds of goodies throughout the holiday season, and the prisoners are making fun of them while they are working 16-hour shifts. Orange apparently is the new black. So Trump holding firm on the wall, but offers a little bit of a compromise on steel. He pledged not to bend his demand for a wall along that southern border. That was really the buzz the last week. Hey, it's been the buzz really since before Christmas time, right? They're saying the barrier could be made of steel instead of concrete as a potential compromise with the Dems who refused to fund the product. And the project. So why would you use steel? Let me see. It'd be cheaper. There was, at one point in our history, some genius thought we should build a concrete ship to go and attack in World War II. You know what happened to that concrete ship that cost a ton of money? It sank in the waters of Cape May, New Jersey. So maybe the concrete wall will sink into the quicksand, and perhaps there is a cheaper fix to that. But how much cheaper, and still we come up with who's paying for the wall? So far, Mexico hasn't written any big checks whatsoever. Could it really be that the government will be shuttered for months on end? Right now, I can tell you, I did get an emergency text from a buddy who works for the Park Service, and they're saying that one of the things they're doing is that they're trying to go into the entrance fees. So in other words, how money is allotted, they would use the entrance fees for people coming to visit monuments, parks, etc., and be able to, especially around the monuments where the trash has seriously just piled up all over the place, if they could dip into those entry dollars, they could probably be able to upkeep it a little bit better so that at least visitors could continue to access parks with maybe limited basic services. But there definitely is, without funding, there definitely is a serious problem in all of those areas. When you think of the National parks, and there are a lot of them. There's just not enough money to go around. So how do you do that when you're running the park service? So you've got the deputy director of the service releasing a statement saying that, look, we're going to bring in staff to clean up the restrooms, to clean up trash, to patrol the parks. We're going to have to dip into those fees, figure it out, because it's not workable to have these full-on hours, but we can figure something out perhaps in the interim to do something about the situation that we're in. And this is where we're at. Wall, Smoky Mountain Park, closed. Which do you go with? And that's the problem. And the story about the inmates feasting and giggling and laughing hysterically in the guards' faces, who they knew had to work without pay, is just despicable to me. Are you kidding? I can't imagine, first of all, being in that situation, but then being in a situation where you're stretched so thin, you're not working a few extra hours for no money. You're working 16 hours for no money. And why are you doing that? Because you know, or you think, that this is all going to get ironed out and you'll get your back pay and it'll all be okay. But for someone making that kind of money, how do you pay the electric? How do you pay the cable? How do you pay for what your kids need? It's pretty impossible. If you keep going paycheck to paycheck, it doesn't happen. And you know what? It's a funny thing about the electric company. They really don't care if you don't have money because the government is shut down. They will shut down your electricity. At the gas station, they really don't care if you've fallen on hard times and you can't fill your tank to get to your unpaid job. So in the federal prison system, you're talking about 39,000 people who don't make a lot of money in the first place and are really stretching every dollar they can, where you're talking about counselors even in these situations, teachers, secretaries, medical staffers, guard posts, all of them. You got 122 prisons. So this is the third week. 90% of the guards and other staff have been pressed into what they're calling mandatory duty. So how long does that go on? And then what do you do after that? I mean, it is insult to injury, let's face it. And I made the crack about Orange is the New Black, which is a television show on Netflix, where, guess what? The inmates are crafty, and they figure out ways to escape. Haven't we seen that? So it's when you've got murderers and you've got serious criminals behind bars, boy, you don't want this to continue. And at the Washington Monument, the sad sign of, sorry, we're closed because of the federal government being shut down, you cannot enter the park. Wow. What do you think should happen? And I've gotten a ton of email about this, and I'll go through it. Many of you had thoughts on where do we go from here? What does the president do next? What's his move? What's Congress's move? How do we solve this impossible dilemma, the impasse that we're having now? More on the wall and other thoughts on what's buzzing in my backyard and yours. Hang through.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
There was an agreement to continue the conversation, but what we've said is open the government and let's have a fulsome debate and deliberation. This gun-at-our-head approach with closing down the government is the thing we most oppose.
All right, so there you go. Dick Durbin, he reacts to, like everybody else, what's going on with the wall in this situation with President Trump. I'll tell you, if you read The Art of the Deal, this guy's not making a deal. Because that's exactly what he has promised he will do. And the Illinois senator, who is the second highest ranking Dem in the Senate, who you just heard, Durbin, Dick Durbin, is saying that lawmakers in the White House are just deeply divided over the budget negotiations. Really? Boy, it didn't take a scientist to figure that out. Reopening the government? President doesn't care if the partial shutdown continues to drag on. That's what Durbin is saying. I can't say we're close. The president has made it clear that he doesn't care. He's prepared to shut down for months. He said even years, and reaffirmed that before the cameras. And he says, Durbin, it was stunning to hear President of the United States say that about his own government, a government we elected him to lead. So many of you sent me your thoughts on the wall, and it was kind of a mixed bag. You know, here on America Tonight, what do I always say since I've been doing this show? I say left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, hate the labels, no labels, just want to have a conversation. You're all invited to this. That's why I'm hanging out behind this mic, because I love it. I love to hear the different opinions. And the mailbag was really mixed this time. In one way, I was surprised. The mailbag is not coming up, but because it was so overflowing, I thought I'd give you sort of an overtime little sneak peek on what was discussed about the wall. I got this one from Jake, who said, Kate, I like the president. I like the fact that he doesn't bend like a weak reed. But I am worried about the government being shut down this long, and I feel for the peeps who do those jobs who aren't getting paid. What the H are they supposed to do? They're not making the big bucks. They certainly don't have a lot of nuts squirreled away, and they got kids, bills, and lots of problems, I'm sure, as a result of this. I hope that something is worked out. I truly don't believe the Democrats are going to budge. I don't think there's going to be $5 billion to construct some kind of a wall or barrier at all. It's not going to get approved. Do you suppose we could hold a telethon for the wall and raise enough money? Hasn't anyone thought of that? Yeah, GoFundMe. There's a GoFundMe account, and a lot of money has been pumped into the GoFundMe account. In all seriousness, this is a standoff to end all standoffs. I don't see anyone blinking. I agree. I don't see anyone blinking. And if you think about it, the Democrats passed six what they call appropriation bills to fund the government, and this continuing, they call them CRs, a continuing resolution to fund the Department of Homeland Security until February 8th. But because the proposals don't include any additional funding for a border barrier of any sort, they weren't going to go anywhere. They were dead on arrival in the Senate. Dead on arrival. So a 2,000-mile-long wall paid for by the Mexicans. We did hear that a lot. The Mexicans aren't paying it. The Mexican government likes to take our money. They're not writing a check for any kind of a barrier that prevents their from crossing our border illegally, getting money, taking it back, and pumping it into their economy. Because guess what? Tourism, is still the number one moneymaker in Mexico. But less tourists seem to find Mexico as attractive as they once did. Why? Because they're having date rape drugs thrown in their drinks. They're getting the shakedown in even some of what used to be considered the fabulous beach resorts. And it's not safe in most areas for Americans to go over, spend their money in these tourist beautiful places like it used to be. They got a problem, a huge image problem. And it's a real one because of what's happened to too many people and so many of the stories leaking out. So then the number two way to make money to support an economy where it's definitely the haves and the have-nots. If you're royalty in Mexico or mafia or you're in a gang, you're making money. If not, you might not be making very much money. You've got bars on the windows, extra locks on the door, and you may live very meagerly. And when it gets too close and it's too scary in Central America, in Mexico, in any of the areas where the gangs are ratcheted up and drug lords control little towns, you want your kids to live a different life, you want to take them across the border, and then we have this problem that we have. And the problem started long before today and yesterday and last year and the year before. It started presidents and presidents ago. There were laws on the books to stop this nonsense, but they were ignored because people were making money on both sides of the border and didn't care. It was okay when a family came over because they'd take low wages and they'd pick the crops, they'd pick the strawberries, they would pick the fruit, and the fruits of their labor were rewarded to them because they weren't making very much money and could take it back home. But for the Americans, it was a big payoff because they could hire cheap labor. They didn't have to pay what others would demand in the U.S. But this is an old saga. We know this tale. But now we're seeing how ugly it all could end. This one was from Denny, who said, Kate Delaney, boy, I was for a border wall. I heard you talk about spending time with the Border Patrol and what that was like. And it is horrible to see so much of what we see. And it's not fair what's happening to border towns in the U.S. And nobody seems to give a crap when the hospitals are overrun and somebody who doesn't have insurance is here illegally, gets treated, and somebody who can't afford it and is here legally in the United States gets turned away. So much of this does not make sense. And I don't know that we're going to be able to dig our way out of this either way. But something has to be done, and I think that's more the point of what's going on with this president, that enough is enough. What are we going to do? And it happened to be the wall, and to me, if nothing else, the wall is symbolic of the challenge that constantly is stepped around or dug under. What do you think? Oh, I just said it. I think that this challenge could have been solved a long time ago. If laws were enforced, it's one thing to say you have a little bit of a problem at the border with some people coming in illegally versus we've had times where it's way, way too high. Then it kind of drops back. Then it bubbles back up again. And we still do have, and of course, there is the demand for the product, so drugs coming over. And other things that are happening that are not good, that we see spreading to, again, these border towns, but even further than these border towns. I did get this one from Sonia, who says, boy, oh boy, I hope the Democrats really do not give this president what he wants. It's ridiculous, $5 billion. Where else could we use $5 billion? You and I both know a wall is not going to stop our border from being overrun. There'll be tunnels that'll be dug around. There'll be other ways to break through. It doesn't really make any sense to me, because who wins in the end? How much money do we possibly save? The answer is probably not much. Instead, good, hardworking people are suffering as a result of the shutdown because they happen to work for the government. And gosh, if you wanted to go see one of the monuments, you're SOL, because you can't go and see anything as all of them are closed down. Not enough money to run them, and that's a shame. We live in the United States of America. There has to be a better way to come to grips with this and negotiate. I agree. There has to be a compromise. There has to be a negotiation. But so far, there doesn't seem to be any. The Democrats aren't willing to budge. They aren't. And neither is the president. From everything that we understand, we'll see how long this continues to play out. Unless somebody else comes along and writes a very big check. Don't rule that out. Hang with us. Much more coming your way. Speaking of fences, as we hop this one, and I'll meet you on the other side.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. As the partial government shutdown drags on, the president says he needs to deal directly with Democratic leaders, but they need to agree to fund his border wall. Washington Post senior correspondent Dan Balls tells CBS's Face the Nation this will probably be resolved.
But the question is how long each side is prepared to hold out, and I think at some point there will be enough pain and suffering and complaints and issues that pop up as a result of the hardships caused by government being shut down that will eventually force a solution.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells NBC's Meet the Press the president has some flexibility.
Call it a wall, call it a fence. The president actually said he didn't care what you call it. He says as long as it's effective, he doesn't care what you call it. We need something to prevent people from coming into this country illegally.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wow. Invade the man cave indeed. I think there were more heart attacks that happened, no joke, in the last 2 days, maybe, than throughout the entire holiday season. And why is that? Because of some of the finishes. You just heard one of them there. It ended up that Philadelphia, barely making it into the playoffs, goes to Chicago, the team that helped them, by the way, get in, because they needed some help. They were that poor as far as what the results were through the season. At the tail end of the season, they needed Chicago to beat Minneapolis. They did, or Minnesota, rather. They beat the Vikings. But that's history. That's over a week ago. So in return, the Eagles end up beating, you guessed it, what you heard there, the Chicago Bears. And it was the craziest finish ever. One of the craziest finishes that I've ever seen. Why? Because the Bears had a chance to win the whole thing, win the game, and move on to New Orleans. But instead, their field goal kicker couldn't make what I would equate to a chip shot. Therefore, with time ticking away, Philadelphia ends up winning the game and marching on now to Saints territory. Kate Delaney in the Man Cave with you, giving you a recap of Heart Attack Football, and that probably was the biggest of those kinds of games. You heard the two-yarder touchdown, thanks to Westwood One for that two-yard touchdown pass on fourth down, it was, by the way. Fourth down with 56 seconds remaining. Then Chicago gets itself in the position to hit a field goal 43 yards away. Cody Parker hit the left upright, then the crossbar with a field goal attempt, and boom, it bounces out. I have never heard any crowd anywhere in Chicago that quiet. Nobody said anything. They just filed out. So how about that? Now, on the kick afterwards, because a lot of people didn't realize this, defensive tackle Trayvon Hester had touched it, so that probably helped a little bit. There were bobbled moments for Philadelphia. There were bobbled moments for the Bears, but Philly ended up getting it done, and now along they go to New Orleans. New Orleans is tough. We'll see what happens there. And Chicago did have an incredible turnaround season. They went from last place to the NFC North title. But if you're from Chicago, that is really not much consolation because you really had a chance to win this. Then you go to the Cowboys. And that was our nail the score game of the week. Nobody nailed the score. I won't keep you in suspense. But check out Dak Prescott, the quarterback of the Cowboys, here against Seattle. Dak Prescott here with a one-yard touchdown run against Seattle.
Prescott under center. Prescott's going to sneak. Prescott hit, diving into the goal line. No signal yet. Dak Prescott is in for the touchdown. There's
maybe
the
not.
Signal as the Dallas
maybe
Cowboys
everybody was silenced
put a little
because
insurance
of
on
that.
This one.
Trust me. Let me describe the game for you. Dak Prescott was amazing in that game. He found a way to take it all the way down and make this incredible acrobatic flip into the end zone. So Dallas's defense did what they had to do. They really stuffed the number one rushing offense, and they kept Russell Wilson under control, the quarterback for the Seahawks, and ended up handing him another loss, but this first loss in four wild card games, because that hasn't happened for the Seahawks, and they had a chance to win this. So how about that? A big moment for the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys beat the Seahawks 24-22 because of what Philadelphia did in the NFC. They know where they're going. Next week they go to Los Angeles to take on the Rams. And again, nobody nailed the score. Amari Cooper, to me, is their secret weapon. The cast off from the Raiders and John Gruden just making the trade with the Cowboys. He has been a gem for them. He had 7 catches for 106 yards, including that 34-yarder that led to Dak Prescott's 1-yard plunge after that, you know, apparent touchdown by the quarterback was overturned on replay, but then he got a chance to do it anyway. And so, boom. The Cowboys were clutch. They did what they had to do. They won the game. And then you go to Houston, and you think of the Texans, and the Texans, Deshaun Watson, what a season they've had. A lot of people excited about the Texans, including me. Although the Colts, who turned their season completely around, got some luck from Andrew Luck, 220 passing yards, a couple of TDs. He did have one interception. And at the end of the game, the Colts beat the Texans 21-7. They built up a lead right away. Luck put on a show in Indianapolis in a stadium where he went to games in a stadium where he went to games when he was a kid, because he played them in high school because this is where he was from. So the Colts had a 21-0 lead, and there he was feeling pretty good, I would say. Houston, which overcame that 0-3 start to win the AFC South, could not get any big plays. They gave up too many big plays. They couldn't get anything going on offense in the first half, and they fell into a huge hole. So Deshaun Watson was sacked way too many times, and the Colts, good for them, with a big win. Bill O'Brien, the Texans coach, disappointed in that loss for sure, had this to say about the game.
You know, we just weren't able to get it done. It's a collective effort. We just, you know, they did a great job, and, you know, we just didn't get it done. And like I always say, it starts with the guy in front of the team, and that's me, and we weren't able to get it done.
They didn't. So they got some decisions they're going to have to make in the offseason, that's for sure, including who gets slapped with the franchise tag. Is it going to be Jadeveon Clowney? He was the number one overall pick in the 2014 draft. The Colts, they move on. They travel to KC, where the Chiefs were 7-1 in the regular season. It's going to be a tough game, certainly, for them. They had the bye week resting, as those NFC teams did that I mentioned before, New Orleans and the Rams. And again, the Eagles go to New Orleans to take on the Saints. The Cowboys take on the Rams in Los Angeles. And, of course, the Colts now move on, too, as well, and take on Kansas City. And then Baltimore against the Chargers. In this game, the Chargers, by so many people's standards, really, a lot of people thought that the Chargers were the underdogs. In fact, Baltimore was only favored, though, by 2.5 points. In the end, the Chargers held off Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. 23-17 was the final score in that game. And Phillip Rivers, the quarterback for the Chargers, just had a phenomenal season. And I said all season long, to me, probably you've heard it in the man cave, that the Chargers were that unsung team in a way, because they're not in San Diego anymore. They're in L.A., and they don't have the crowds that the Rams have. So many people favor the Rams, and of course, because they're really considered to be the Los Angeles team. So Phillip Rivers, they have some fans, but certainly not enough. But regardless, they're winning. The Chargers had a 23-3 lead in the fourth quarter before Lamar Jackson did try to come back. Two touchdown passes made a little bit close. There was one final chance to complete the comeback, and he lost the ball on his third fumble of the game, and that was that. But the but as for the Chargers, they roll on. So Rivers was 22 for 32 for 160 yards for Los Angeles, and they had just enough offense. And, of course, it was all about the kicker again, too, who set a franchise record for field goals in a playoff game. He connected from 21, 53, 40, 34, 47. Kicking can be clutch. Another thing, Michael Badgley was a guy who's the kicker for them. 5 field goals. And the kicker had an impact on the Chicago finish. Didn't seal the deal. Misses it. And had missed like that 5 times during the season. So Chicago's denied where they could have won in the waning moments. And here, thanks to the Chargers kicker, they put themselves in the position where they beat the Ravens, and then they move on. So that was huge. The Chargers now take on the Patriots. Chargers are 0-7 against Tom Brady and the Pats, including the playoffs. If you and I are sitting back, kicking back with a cold one in the man cave, we're talking about these stats. Rivers was a starter in 2006, 0-7. The Ravens now go into the offseason. John Harbaugh saying he's going to return in 2019. Joe Flacco probably, as the quarterback, is somewhere else, because Lamar Jackson, the young rookie, will be the quarterback after the way he finished off the season. So it was all football in the man cave. We didn't talk about anything else. Not even the movie stars, Golden Globes, none of that. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of foods. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Everybody, Kate DeLady's America tonight. I like to call this segment Scatter Shoot Sunday into Monday. Why? Because we have a lot on our plate, don't we? There's a wall. Is it going to be a steel wall? Is it going to be a concrete wall? Is there going to be a wall? Will we ever be able to use a porta potty out at one of our national monuments that isn't overflowing or closed down? Heck, will we ever be able to go see our national monuments again? Who knows? As Washington turns, we can't answer all of those questions, even with really good sources, which I have. Nobody knows when this all ends because nobody's budging, right? Kind of like The War of the Roses. If you ever saw that movie where the husband wouldn't budge, the wife wouldn't budge, both wanted to kill each other. And eventually they almost did. They did divorce. In this case, you really can't divorce in politics, but it can get very nasty. If you don't trust me, just watch Veep. It might be a show, but it's a little true to life, I'm just saying. All right, so in Scattershoot Sunday into Monday, we do things like this, tell you about a couple of cool numbers. You know, because of a lot of the controversy over the kneeling and the national anthem, which, by the way, woohoo, big shout out to Mark Lindquist, my buddy, who sings the national anthem. He does it in uniform in his military unis. He's been all over the place during the football season. He's a phenomenal person. He's been on this show before, and I salute you, Mark Lindquist. I get to see him in a couple of weeks, and I'm sure I'll be talking to him again, and you get to hear him, and I'll let you hear one of his renditions of the Star-Spangled Banner, because I don't think anyone does it better. It's a tough song to master, and he has done it. And he served the country, too. Ratings have been served up for the first round of the National Football League playoff games that I talked about in the Man Cave. The Indianapolis Colts 21-7 lopsided win over the Texans averaged 22 million viewers across ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, according to Nielsen. That's a little bit of an increase, 3%, they say. Some of the top markets, including some of those with no teams competing, New Orleans makes sense. They want to see who they're playing next. Richmond, Petersburg, they were watching. Kansas City, they were watching. That makes sense. Norfolk, of course, you love the football. I like Norfolk. Philadelphia, of course, they're playing. Austin, they like football. San Diego, they miss football. San Antonio, they want a football team. Nashville, they like their country music, but they like their football and their sports too. Albuquerque and Santa Fe, great food and a great excuse to hang out at the watering hole. All of those markets had high ratings. They had great ratings. Seattle and Dallas, our game of the week, if you will, our nail the score game, that wild card matchup, 29% higher. 30 million people watched it. A lot of people streamed it, because remember, streaming is big, my friends. Streaming is big. Some people even don't watch the game, and they just ask this woman named Alexa what the score is. In fact, if Andy isn't talking to somebody at the mothership, Andy, are you there? Come
yeah,
in,
here.
Andy. Do you have Alexa?
I refuse to get any
on the grounds
systems.
Of what? And what? Why? No AI for you? None?
To me, it's just obviously really creepy, and I don't see why anyone would ever welcome Big Brother into their home, like, with open arms.
Okay, so I want you to know, especially given your demographic, you are in the minority. Because now 40%, and maybe a lot of the listeners are, 40% of households have Alexa. They have them like in, they have like not one little dot. They have like three or four. So when you don't know the answer to something, you just scream it out. Hey, Alexa, what's the temperature? Hey, Alexa, what time is the game? Hey, Alexa, what's the score in the game? Hey, Alexa, can you play Kate Delaney's America Tonight? And guess what? They will play that. But to your point of creepy, I guess it is a little creepy that they know your habits and could just all of a sudden chime in. Because there have been moments where people have said that Alexa will just start talking out loud and knows things about you. And it is a good way for someone to monitor you. I think we need to do a future show on Alexa. Coming up this week, we're going to talk about technology on Technology Tuesday, so that'll be fun. I did see Bohemian Rhapsody. Did you see Bohemian Rhapsody, Andy, yet?
No, but I heard it was pretty good.
And guess what? The guy who played Freddie Mercury won a Gold Globe. Woohoo! He should have. He's good. Are you kidding? He was great. That may be one of the best moments in any kind of a schmaltzy award show that anyone would have spent any time watching, because he was fantastic in that role. I saw it. I loved it. But I still like the music of Queen that you hear constantly when you're driving around. If you tune in to various radio stations, guarantee you can pick up some Queen songs. It's like their songs are everlasting, if you will. So they won. I mean, they won some big awards, and including Bohemian Rhapsody was the winner of Best Motion Picture Drama, and had some pretty stiff competition. Rami Malek, who played Freddie Mercury, won for Best Actor in a Motion Picture Drama. They say the Gold Globe Awards, the Golden Globes, are really kind of the forecast as to what will happen with the Academy Awards. But I would ask this question, who's going to host the Academy Awards? Because guess what? They still don't have anybody to host when Kevin Hart said he was backing out because he didn't want any controversy over some comments he made that were considered to be homophobic. He didn't want, from a long time ago, he didn't want to cause any problems, so he stepped away. Stepped away. And we're not sure who's going to step into that position. So that kind of fits for scatter shooting, doesn't it? Come up with some names. Who would be good to do the Golden Globes? I have no idea. Who'd be good to do the Correspondence Dinner now that that's not a big deal anymore because it's not like that big Hollywood show, I guess, that it started to be mixing Hollywood with politics. All right, what else would we scatter shoot here besides award shows and artificial intelligence and that kind of thing? Well, how about this? The Dow finished up on Friday heading into the weekend 700 points higher. And why is that? Well, part of it is because there was a great jobs report. Great jobs report usually means you're going to see a bounce on Wall Street. And sure enough, there was a bounce on Wall Street. So that's good. And then China reduced its reserve requirements for banks to stimulate growth, and that helped. And U.S. and China agree to restart trade talks this week. They're going to do that. So that helps with the tensions, perhaps. And there are a few other things that happened that helped to bounce that in a different direction. So I say, you know, bravo, because if you have a 401k, the worst thing I want to see is that go down right before you retire. Speaking of retiring, knock on wood, you have your health. Why? Because I read stories like this and it scares me. How about this? A week before Christmas, Spendi Rustikoskia and his wife went to a hospital in Wisconsin, in Franklin, Wisconsin. He was having chest pains. Yikes. Signs of a possible heart attack. 46-year-old auto repair shop owner had surgery in July to insert stents. Our friend Bob Ney had that same surgery. Typically, they're used to open arteries and reduce the chance of a heart attack. During the hospital visit, they said they had an issue, and they turned him away from the hospital, though. They said there was a problem. They had no beds that afternoon. They were told to go back home and wait. They did, and he died. Wow. That is a very, very sad story, and I hate to end on that note. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts, scatter shooting or not, to katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and let it flow. Yo, yo, thanks for listening.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.